Good afternoon, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Weber at StuWeb.com, and it is Wednesday, May the 20th, 2026. And I have the honor to have Professor Joe on with me. Now, you hear this program. We've put up several programs today. I finally got a computer fixed where I can get it done. And I put up other things, but we're having a general conversation on what's going on. It's very serious. And I'll let you kind of lead it, Joe. Go ahead.
Well, what we were talking about is that we were talking about the Ushids. The Ushids is a general term for different fundamental Jews. They're the guys that wear the black coats and hats and have long braids on the side of their head. They are Hasidic, and they take the literal interpretation of the Talmud. Now, they have said that the West is what they call Amalek. And Amalek is a tradition that comes out of Edom, Esau, that was condemned by God way back during the time of Esau. Out of that came this movement of a group that did bad things. Esau, Edom. And Edom became the sign for Amalek. So when Rome destroyed the temple in 70 AD, the Jews cursed him as being Amalek, that is, Rome. From there, that tradition of the curse of Amalek goes all the way to Germany. And that is why you had 40 million German women raped. Now, for a correction, 40 million Germans were destroyed. Many of those German women were raped by Mongolian, who led the invasion of the Russians. Now the United States, just a moment.
Release response buttons.
Okay, so now what we have is we have a conflagration that is going on in Israel now. Israel now, the Minister of Finance has now declared war on Europe. This comes from the Amalek tradition.
Out of
so
Russia.
Very important about what's going to happen. We'll wait and see. So keep your eye on Israel and their declaration of war on Europe.
Okay, now, this has happened in the past day or two, hasn't it? I think it was 2 days. Yes, now.
Yesterday.
Okay, Colonel McGregor said that the guy that you're talking about made a statement, or someone did, out of Russia. Colonel McGregor, which he's pretty accurate on, and Colonel Davis, and these two University of Chicago professor and somebody else are pretty damn close to what's happening in the real world. Colonel McGregor made the comment that Russia, this guy said that if the United States bombs Israel again, if they don't stop, that they're going to cause that that Colonel McGregor reported that there's three Russian submarines that are stealth. Can't see them once they go underwater. We've got them too. Mu metal. But that he claims that they are on their way to America and that they threatened America and said this exactly what Otis Johnson had said, basically, when he talked to Russian Putin. I'll get into that in a moment, but he said that they have threatened to cause a tidal wave to hit the east coast of the United States, over 1,000 feet tall, maybe 1,800 feet tall, and that's what Otis had talked about, that they claimed that when he was on the phone with Russian Putin a few years back, when Syria got attacked by a gas bomb, and it was Israel that did it, that he was woke about 10:15 at night. He goes to bed around 10 or dead. He's dead now, 2017. But he claims that Otis had said that they woke him up, said, get on the computer. We got the president of Russia, Putin, on, and we need you. Because he spoke a fluent Russian. So he spoke to Putin, and he told Putin that it wasn't us, that he reassured him it was Israel. And he says, I know who you are, Otis. He says, I'm going to take your word for it, but he says, if I find out otherwise, or I find out that you do it again to us, he says, I'm going to drop a nuke in the Azar Fault, which is about 1,500, 2,000 miles off the coast of New York. And he said it would cause a tidal wave to go from Canada all the way to the tip of Florida, and it would go 1,018 miles high, 1,800 feet tall. And he says it will wipe out half the United States to the Mississippi River. That's what Colonel McGregor just said yesterday or today on his broadcast. And it wasn't what Otis said. It was what he picked up, that Russia has threatened us to do that. And it was in their audio. So we got big problems. But I want to also go another way with you here. And it's about this alien invasion. Because they're getting rid of the scientists that were into jet propulsion and into this alien aircraft, the saucers, like John Lear. I got him in recording. I'll have it up today again. Where his dad built the saucers in 1952 to 1958. 150 of them for the U.S. government, okay? And we've had them for years. And so they can't deny that. And John, I've got a few videos that George Knapp took of him, with TV8, I think it is, out there. I talked to Knapp at George's, or John Lear's house one time. John was a good friend of mine. And he was a test pilot there at Area 51. Groom Lake, they call it. He tested a lot of the airplanes, but John told the truth. And George Knapp testified 2.5 weeks ago, I think it was, before the Congress on the UFO stuff. And he's been running a whole series of stuff on John Lear and others. But Lear didn't mention his father in those audios that his father built those flying saucers. But that's the technology we got from the Germans. Because the Germans were invaded by the fallen angels, and they made the first flying saucers with Adolf Hitler. And we got our technology from that. And but anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up because this is very, very serious. And what I'm expecting, I could be totally wrong, Joe, but I think what's going to happen is once this blows up and the U.S. gets hit and the whole bit, and Iran can hit us with those missiles that Russia sold them. And they basically devastated Israel so far, Iran has. That if this happens, we're going to see all of a sudden a bunch of flying saucers come down to try to get everybody to make peace and worship the Antichrist. Could I be wrong on this?
That could be the thing that it is, the Antichrist.
What's that?
Because remember, there's two individuals that appeared before Congress on disclosure. They were insiders, and they said, yes, we have been interacting with the reptilians. And Otis identified the reptilian as the fallen angel.
Yep. Yep, he did. Yeah.
And so, consequently, we can say who the Antichrist is, and those are the fallen angels that were defeated by God and Michael. So we're having a return, and we're going to see how it manifests itself.
Yep, worshiping the Antichrist.
That's right.
Yep.
So how it will manifest itself, we'll see.
You know, it's funny that there all these scientists that were tied to this jet propulsion and tied to the UFO projects and working with the aliens and are all dead. 17 are missing. I think it's 17 now. Nancy Grace is reporting on it. It's up to 17. And I find that's interesting because they're getting rid of them before they do their false little invasion. You know, I remember a movie came out in 1964, I think it was, right after Kennedy was murdered. It was called The Day the Earth Stood Still. And a flying saucer lands up on Washington, and a robot comes out of it and scares the whole planet to death. Okay? Now, I find that's interesting. Could that be what's going to happen this time? And then force everybody to worship the Antichrist?
That I don't... I've tried to think beyond that, but I withhold really saying anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Other than what I've said. And I think that... dubious, but it will happen. Maybe they'll manifest in front of the public. That's what everybody's thinking. But I don't... The kind of Trump's administration kind of hints towards this, but it doesn't fully come out and say that they're going to really manifest. They may have some files with pictures taken on the radar, which is really nothing. But we got to remember there is a breakaway civilization with high technology that we can pretty surely say. You have what I call the Confederation bad guys on one side and the Galactic Federation good guys. I call them Faction 1 and Faction 2. And there is gray matter, Faction 3. And the moon, according to William Tompkins, said that that is where negotiations between the Galactic and Confederation takes place.
On the moon?
On the moon.
Yeah.
There already a Shep, who was the head of the Israeli space program, came out and said that the Galactic Federation talked to Trump and some officials in Israel and other leaders.
Mm-hmm.
So that means...
Now, I want to point...
Yes, maybe no.
I want to point something out that a friend of mine, he's getting into it, or has gotten into it, and they're holding the World Cup here. This is like, I don't know how many countries are going to be involved, but this is a big deal at Arrowhead Stadium, the Chiefs Stadium. They're going to be playing these World Games. And it starts on the 14th of June. Now, my friend has been picking up, and he's in the middle of writing something now. And I'm going to put my name on it, but it's about, could it be possible that that's where they shoot off a little nuclear blast or hit, so the whole world's shocked at it, okay? The World Cup between June the 14th and something, I don't know what it is, July the 14th or something, about 30-day event. And they got this whole town booked up, all the hotels, everything. And this is what's interesting. J.D. Vance was here yesterday, I think it was, or day before. I'm losing track of time. And he comes to talk to a small manufacturing company I never even heard of. It's in Midtown, Kansas City. I don't think so. I think he was here because they have a bigger agenda. Okay? A bigger agenda. Let us get hit, and then we can hit them back. So, they do something at the World Cup. And it blows everybody's mind worldwide. Okay? But I'll have something up on that. Because it comes from intelligence. And I don't know. It's too strange that he would come to Kansas City for, an economic, small manufacturing companies that we want to see prosper in America. I don't buy it. I don't buy it.
I don't think so either. And he's had many times to as a cover story. To do other things, behind closed doors.
Now, he answers to Teal, correct? Tell the people who Teal is again.
Teal is the guy that's bringing Palantir program. Yep, he's the guy that's bringing the Palantir program called Predictive Algorithm, which is where they gather in data and identify future crooks, and they go after you, and you've done nothing, and you're under arrest.
Yep. Now, something else, Colonel McGregor made a statement. He said that Russia, they believe, cut 80 or 85% of the underground cable in the ocean to the internet. Now, a friend of mine, she's now dead, but I don't want to get into it, who her grandfather was, but he gave her the business, her and her husband, in Las Vegas, or in California, but I met him in Vegas through a good friend. But they laid the underground, or the underwater cable, because they had a big ship, and they laid, and they went clear across the continents two different times laying this cable. They made some good money. But that's what Colonel McGregor's reporting, that about 80%, 75 to 80%, I have it up today, of the internet worldwide is down. Now, I talked to someone today, a friend over in Virginia, and they're telling me that their internet's not working. They're not on Wi-Fi, internet cable. So, I don't know. And then that threat from Russia about they would send a tidal wave 1,800 feet tall or whatever it was. I'll put that video up also. But
I'm losing my voice here, and I think we should bring it to an end.
Okay, sounds good. Joe, thank you very much for coming on.
Okay.
I appreciate it. Professor Joe.